Right, we're reaching a significant transition, a significant moment in our series on the book of Exodus, the story of Moses. If you've been with us over the last few weeks or months now, we've been following the story of Moses closely, and we're coming towards Exodus chapter 19. In Exodus chapter 19, what we are going to encounter, or in Exodus chapter 20, is that the people of Israel are about to receive the law from God, the Ten Commandments and all that involves, and it's a significant kind of transition of the story of the people coming out of slavery in Egypt and becoming kind of God's people and being given God's law for them to live and to follow. But before we kind of get into that over the next few weeks, I want to just jump back to Exodus chapter 3, which is where Moses encountered God at the burning bush. Do you remember back to that part of the story? And there was this holy moment that Moses had as he was kind of in the wilderness. He saw this bush that was on fire, but it wasn't burning up. And he went over to see, and God spoke to him out of the bush. And Moses received this calling to go to Pharaoh, go to Egypt, and bring God's people out of that place, out of slavery. And Moses asked this question, if you remember. He said, "Who am I that I should go?" Do you remember? Do you remember that question? Who am I that I should go? And this is the answer that God gave Moses. He said, "I will be with you. Who am I that I should go? I will be with you." And then God said this, "This will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." I don't know if you remember that from Exodus chapter 3. And we mustn't miss the significance of this moment, of what we're about to read, because this mountain that was spoken about in Exodus chapter 3, and this mountain that the people are coming towards in Exodus chapter 19 is the same mountain. It's called Mount Horeb in Exodus chapter 3. It's called Mount Sinai, but it's the same mountain, Mount Sinai in chapter 19 and 20, but it's the same mountain. It's the same kind of place where they're approaching. And so the people have arrived now to meet with God and to worship God. And the sign is being fulfilled to Moses, where Moses said, "Who am I that I should go?" And God said, "The people will come out of slavery and they'll come back to this mountain to worship me." God is showing Moses, "I am faithful. I am with you. I will keep my promises. I told you so, that I would do this." And so there's real encouragement for us there to know that God always keeps his promises. I mean, how unlikely in that moment when Moses encountered God and God said, "Go to Pharaoh," how unlikely that any of that would happen. Moses must have thought, "You're crazy, God. How is this even going to be possible that I could go to the king of Egypt and I could come before him and I could tell him to release the people of Israel and that we would kind of come out of that place?" But it's happened, and God is proving his faithfulness. The other thing that I want us to notice about the context of what we're going to read is that what God did with Moses, he's now going to do again, but this time with a whole nation. So previously, one man, Moses, receives a call from God at a burning bush. And now, back in the same place, we're going to see that one nation, Israel, is going to receive a call from God, not in front of a burning bush, but what we're going to see is in front of a burning mountain, a mountain that is on fire. God commissions them as his people. It's the same commission. "I want to commission you as my people. I want you to go into all the world, and I want you to be different, and I want you to bring people back to worship me." That's what God is calling the people of Israel to do. And it's really important that as the people of God, the people of God need to know who they are and what God has called them to do. And that's the same for us today. Who are we, and who and what are we called to do? A few weeks ago, we celebrated our 30th birthday, and around that time, myself and some of the team here, we were at a leaders meeting over in Bedford, and there's a guy that is a prophet, a guy called Phil Wilthews, and one of the elders at King's Arms, and he stood up and he began to prophesy over us as a team. He knew it was our 30th birthday, and he began to prophesy, and there's some things there that we're weighing as a team, and we will come and bring the full part of that, fullness of that prophecy in more detail, I'm sure. But right now, I want you just to know the first kind of the way he opened this up. And he said, "I see a picture." I see a picture of a lion looking in a mirror and seeing a tabby cat. You need to know who you are. And so the picture was, Really what he was saying is, look, you're not just a small church in a small town. You are the people of God. You're not just a tabby cat. You're a lion that's looking in the mirror, and you need to know who you are. You need to know what you see. You need to know how God sees you. And so for us, as the people of God today, we need to know who we are, and we need to know what God is calling us to do. And what we're going to see is that same call that Moses had, the same call that the people of Israel had, is the same call that we have today to go, to live differently, to go to the world, to call people back to worship God. We're going to read in Exodus chapter 19. I've called this Moses, the burning mountain today. Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 to 8 to begin with. It says this: on the first day of the month, first day of the third month, after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day they came to the desert of Sinai. And after they set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you out to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites." So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and set before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. And the people responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has said." So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. Firstly, just notice, just to highlight something Chris said, I think it was last week, this is all about what God has done. The Lord makes clear what he has done. He said, "I have carried you on eagle's wings. It is me. It is my work. It's nothing that you've done for yourself." And he says, "I have brought you to myself. I've made you a people. I've brought you to myself." And then God gives this conditional promise to Israel. He says, "If you obey me fully, if you keep my covenant, then out of all the nations, you will be three things: my treasured possession, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation." And we're going to look at each of these today, but first I want to give you a huge spoiler, which you probably already know. The people of Israel, they responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said." But we only have to read on a few verses and a few chapters to see that they weren't able to live this out. The people of Israel, they set out with good intentions to be obedient and to be faithful to God. But we know that they weren't able to live it out. We read it in the rest of the story of the people. Okay? But we're not to read that and to kind of point fingers and think, they've let themselves down. The point is that the people of Israel were an example to us of God's relationship with his people. And they failed to live the way that God wanted them to live, just as we fail to live the way that God wants us to live. The people of Israel were part of the problem of the human race, just as we are part of the problem of the human race. Like each of us, they missed the mark. They let God down. They weren't able to obey fully and to keep this kind of conditional promise. If you obey the law, if you live this out fully, you will be. And there is a question here as to why would God give such a law that couldn't be lived out? Why would God give people these instructions to follow that he